We've all had some negative experiences through this year of pandemic. There have been inconveniences, hardships, and sadly, tragedies. This is Washington All United on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like you to now imagine being the child of an abusive parent, living a good portion of the year under stay-at-home orders with nowhere to go to avoid the abuser. Our guest today works diligently alongside her staff to help as many of the local kids in that situation as possible. Michelle Walters is Executive Director of the Washtenaw Area Council for Children. And Happy New Year to you, and thank you for the time today.
Thank you, David, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Well, we are just exiting a holiday period, and it has been a holiday out of the norm, to be certain. The pandemic changed plans for just about everyone. Are the holidays on a typical year a period in which there is an increase of child abuse reports?
Yes. Well, I should say there has been an increase that we believe exists in terms of child abuse rates. However, as we've heard from DHHS and our child abuse prevention team there through the public health department, we know that the calls are actually much lower. The rates in which calls are coming in is about 50% at which they were this time last year.
Is that because there is no way to get away from the abuser to make the call?
Sure. There's a couple of reasons, and this is based on what we know historically. What happens that when we face economic downturn, when we face higher stress and higher unemployment, those kinds of things, we know that there tends to be less maybe rates at which calls are taken into the call centers, because what's happening is the children are not being seen by those who primarily are our mandated reporters, our teachers, our physicians, our medical staff, bus drivers, those individuals who see those kiddos on a daily basis. They're the ones that aren't seeing the kids right now. And so then those children become hidden. They're in their homes, on their tablets or their computers, engaging in school oftentimes. However, sometimes their camera's off or the camera isn't quote-unquote working, or maybe they're not showing up for class on that day because something happened, and so they're not willing to show up for that day.
When the governor issued her shutdown orders last March, you went to a remote work model. Has there been an adverse effect in the council's ability to reach and serve those in need as a result?
A lot of our programming is based in the school systems. You're absolutely right. It definitely created a whole huge host of ways in which we had to think very creatively about how we can reach those kids, how we can also reach the adults in our community. Most of our programs serve primarily children. However, this pandemic has really pushed us to think about, well, okay, let's flip that a little bit and think about what are the impacts then and the way in which we can reach the adults in our community? Who are those policymakers who are working on the emergency preparedness plans in their communities, the city council people, the school boards, those kinds of individuals who are working on those policies for families and kids? What are ways in which we can communicate with the programs who are meeting with children? Because there are some programs taking place, you know, Ozone House,
right,
and Council, those individuals.
Completely filled up, by
meeting.
The way. Yeah.
Exactly. They are completely filled up. And so how do we partner better with them to provide the information still to the kids? And then how do we reach better to parents and educators who are now, the educators obviously are having a huge flip in how they're trying to understand and work with kids and families, and the social workers and counselors within the districts, how they're working with them as well. So what can we provide in terms of support? So we were able to pivot, the word of the year, pivot.
Right.
We were able to pivot all of our programming to be available virtually. And then we also did a lot of work creating materials, handouts, and flyers that provided a good summary of tips and tricks and things to think about when working with kids. As a parent, what do I need to think about within my own household to minimize stress or to decrease the amount of anxiety my child is experiencing being online now permanently? So those were a lot of the things that we focused on, were different methods of getting that information and support out.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our Washtenaw United conversation continues with the Executive Director of the Washtenaw Area Council for Children, Michelle Walters. Now, your website says in Washtenaw County alone there were more than 5,000 child abuse and neglect investigations. How many of those end up with indictments and prosecutions?
it's been reported so far this year that we've had 1,250 investigations. There's usually on average throughout the state over 4,000 calls a week that go into, this is on a typical year, that go into Child Protective Services calls. We usually see, you know, anywhere from 200 to 300, 400 a week in Washtenaw County. But when we go into and find enough proof to actually do an investigation, we're seeing more along the lines of 1,200 so far this year, whereas last year in 2019, we had over 1,904 investigations, with 600 of those being confirmed.
That's absolutely frightening.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
While many of those cases that end up with CPS play out in the legal system, many of the children end up in foster care. And we do know that there are really amazing foster parents out there. But we've also all heard the horrific stories of kids bouncing around the system, suffering more abuse. Is there a better way to ensure the safety and well-being of all the youngsters, or is that the best intervention?
So there are a lot of ways in which we can support families, can support kids, and make sure that they're safe. We do a lot of different programming. Obviously, we have 7 different programs that we provide in the community. When you think about what is safe and best for kids, it is definitely an individual case-by-case basis, and which the state is working diligently to really revamp in how we make sure that kids are protected. Yes, there are those circumstances where kids' lives are being threatened, and they do need to be removed from the home. Absolutely, no doubt. Need to be put into some sort of safer environment, whether it's with a family member or a close relative or into the foster care system. That is by far one of the safest methods we know about, right? If kids are seriously being harmed, abused physically, or even neglected to the point of near death. So we want to make sure we could protect those kids. What we work to do is ensure that we don't even get there. The Washtenaw Area Council for Children makes sure that we even work harder to ensure that parents are given the resources and supports, because let's face it, we've all needed to be there. We've all been to a point as a parent when we've needed additional support or help or to talk to somebody. So what we do is ensure that parents have those supports necessary, that the community has what it needs to help protect kids, whether it's around stress and financial support, whether it's around jobs and employment, whether it's around school supports, or even just around their own mental health and well-being. What is it that parents need at that time to get them through that moment in which they're feeling the higher stress, which is when child abuse typically occurs?
Once again, this is Washtenaw United, and we're talking with Michelle Walters from the Washtenaw Area Council for Children. Obviously, you've touched on it a number of times. Prevention is key, and if we're going to ultimately break the societal cycle, then it's going to become even more prevalent. Is there a way to gauge how successful those 7 programs are for you?
Sure. If we break it down in just a cost basis, research tells us that just to the state of Michigan, child abuse costs us about $1.8 billion, and that's approximately $1,400 per household. So for Washtenaw County alone, that's around $198 million. You know, our budget's right around $389,000 a year just to provide services, but we are able to reach over 13,000 people throughout the county. And we know that we can definitely provide more. We can do more if we ensure that we've got the finances to be able to support our staff and our resources that we need to distribute. And when we provide the financial support, $1 of prevention actually provides $5.60 in savings. That's in savings in terms of long-term health consequences, job loss, those kinds of things, work productivity. When we're able to impact that many lives and provide that much savings, you know, it's definitely well worth the investment for a community to think about prevention as a method of ensuring the health and well-being of the community as a whole.
If you don't mind, I'd like to get personal for just a moment. Not all outcomes are good outcomes, as you well know. How difficult is it for you and the staff after becoming involved in some of these cases, and it ends tragically?
Fortunately for our staff, we deal primarily with the prevention side of things. So we don't deal with the case-by-case basis that the Department of Health and Human Services deals with, but we do work in partnership with them. When we have an episode such as a community suicide or there's a child sexual abuse case that takes place and we are a part of that conversation. When our staff have to engage in that, obviously it takes an emotional toll on all of us in our team, but we do provide the support we need to each other. And we talk through, you know, what are the ways in which we can change or shift our message or the things that people need or what could a parent have utilized or what could the Department of Health and Human Services had been given from us to help support the work that they do. So we really try hard to think of it that way and try to focus more on the hope that we have for the change that we can provide in the next process.
Now, as a community, we should not bury our heads in the sand when it comes to issues of child abuse and neglect. So I imagine our best avenue of support is to report incidents of suspected abuse.
Yes, that's absolutely right. It doesn't have to be substantiated. It could just be that you are suspecting that something is taking place. It's important that that child still knows that somebody's looking out for them, that they're going to be protected, that somebody's going to advocate for them, because children deserve that more than anything.
If you see or hear something, say something. Report suspected child abuse toll-free to 855-444-3911. I'd like to thank you very much for the time today, and thank you for the work you're doing, Michelle.
Thank you so much, David, and Happy New Year.
To you as well. That is Michelle Walters, Executive Director of the Washtenaw Area Council for Children and the first guest of 2021 on Washtenaw United. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard every Monday. For more information on our conversation today and to access the archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.